The slide shows some elementary examples, which I hope the majority of the audience can readily understand and recall from last year's ECAD and architecture classes if you read those. So we have a continuous assignment for a NAND gate. We have a two-input multiplexer, which has been expressed in both forms, one using an if and one using the conditional expression construct, question mark, colon. The if form requires a thread of control to execute, so it must be enclosed in an always block. But if you're a Verilog expert, you know that you can write always star and have an always style expression, a behavioral expression for combinational logic. The D-type flip-flop, canonical representation on the positive edge of the clock, Q becomes D. Now we have an accumulator where we have an adder and a broadside register. On the positive edge of the clock, the contents of the register are augmented under addition by the current value of the data coming in. And at the bottom, we have some illustrative circuit showing several flip-flops, and what it actually does is it's an edge detector. It will generate a single clock pulse after a step change in one direction on the input. I hope that's all clear. Next slide.